When I got a letter 27 years ago which said my first novel had been accepted for publication, that's when I thought I'd discovered why I write. I was born and brought up on a West Riding council estate. I left school at 17, and I was largely a failure at everything that came after that. Shop work, psychiatric, nursing, and all kinds of menial jobs. However, I did know I could scribble a bit, and I thought there might be some salvation in this from my mistakes in life. But when that letter came on that grim November day in 1987, it brought more than mere redemption from a few unwise professional choices. It seemed to take me across an enormous social and personal divide. In those days, only 1 in 1,000 aspiring authors ever actually made it into print. And I felt I could look anyone in the eye now and never envy them anything again. And since that day, in a sense, I probably never have. Nowadays, my motives are less ego-driven, and experience has lent me a more jaundiced eye for the machinations of the literary industry, that world, alas, of many hidden shallows. And I find it oddly embarrassing to ever have to tell a stranger what I do for a living. But the wish to write remains, not to make some social statement, certainly not to teach writing, or to talk about it or pronounce on it in any way. Only the art remains, and a jewel of a wish to make the best of what tiny natural talent I might possess. And, well, sod anyone who says I can't or shouldn't.